After Ross Ulbricht was pardoned for his double life sentence by President Trump, I noticed that there were a lot of people wondering why there was so much support for this guy who was a dark web drug dealer, or more specifically, ran a platform that allowed those online deals to take place. Well, I wanted to share some things about these online black markets that he pioneered that you probably didn't know, which will hopefully bring about some common sense drug reform to this country and other ones. Now, first off, it is my personal belief that the government should not tell people what they can or can't put in their bodies. Whether we're talking about sugary sodas, birth control, HRT, or any other drug, it's your choice to use them, not Uncle Sam's. Now, you might say, well, what about public health? There's got to be some government oversight for that, otherwise we'd all be living in a smoggy, toxic waste dump, right? But if public health was really the reason for putting drug peddlers behind bars, then you would think that every single fast food and soft drink executive would be locked up too, right? It's no secret that America has an obesity problem, and when you actually look at the numbers, there's over twice as many obesity-related deaths in this country every year than there are fatal drug overdoses. And mind you that, according to the CDC, over 4% of those overdoses are people intentionally removing themselves from society. But I guess you could argue that some obese people purposefully eat themselves to death too. I'm sure someone out there has punched their own ticket by eating 3 Baconators and a large shake all at once from Wendy's. But the really staggering figure to look at here with these drug overdoses is that apparently over 92% of them are unintentional, which is where I think the biggest opportunity for drug reform really is. Legal drugs like nicotine and alcohol are clearly labeled with the concentration of their active ingredients, so if you were to buy a bottle of whiskey, you could clearly see what the alcohol by volume is, or the proof, which is just double the alcohol by volume. And whether you're a hardcore alcoholic or you're just looking to get drunk on the weekends, you can figure out what the exact amount you need to use is to get the feeling you want without dying. But it's a lot harder to drink responsibly, as the commercials say, if you had to guess how strong your drinks were just from the taste of them. And that's the reason that so many people are overdosing. There's usually no reliable way for an everyday person to tell how strong the drugs they bought off the street are without actually doing them, or even knowing that they actually got the drug that they paid for. There's been countless cases where a person buys cocaine that's laced with fentanyl, two completely different drugs with vastly different effective doses, and they end up ODing and dying from a drug they didn't even want. Stuff like that would never happen if narcotics were legal and quality controlled, like alcohol and nicotine are. And this is an issue that people in the hidden marketplaces scene are well aware of, which is why if you visit dark web forums like Dread, there's a huge push for promoting knowledge around harm reduction. As the name implies, these are methods that drug users can employ to reduce the harmful side effects from these dangerous substances, and processes for testing their own drugs to make sure that they actually contain what they paid for. There's also vendor reviews connected to this stuff, so if a particular person is selling a bad product or they're scamming or something like that, it's going to be found out, and that vendor is going to be ostracized, at least in this corner of the dark web. And lately, the founder of the Dread Dark Web forums has been promoting Test for Pay, which is a service where people can send in samples of their drugs and pay anonymously to get professional tests done on them in a laboratory environment. And in some cases, they can get the exact details about what's in their drugs and how strong the product is, and this enables the user to measure out their dosage accordingly and not die. I think we all can agree that this is a better scenario than people buying drugs off the street and having no idea if tonight will be their last hit that they ever take. And there's other benefits to drug dealing moving away from the streets to the dark web. Drive-by shootings, kidnappings, and yes, even hitman attacks are much rarer on the dark web than in the streets because everyone is using an anonymous identity. I'm also pretty sure there's fewer children that are getting involved in this stuff on the dark web versus in the streets because it's just not as accessible. If you don't know the fundamentals of cryptocurrency, Tor, and PGP encryption, you won't even be able to get on most modern dark web markets as a buyer, let alone as a vendor. You typically have to pay some kind of bond to each marketplace to become a vendor, so you would need to have some crypto already to do that. Not to mention, you actually need some product to sell in the first place, so you would most likely need to make some street connection anyways in order to get that supply line going. Or I guess you could buy stuff wholesale off the dark web and then flip it, but then you need to have an address for you to get your stuff delivered to. So I think it's pretty safe to say that kids just aren't getting mixed up in this world through the darknet, or at least not as frequently as they do through dope boys in the hood. Low-level dealers, they actually go out of their way to recruit kids to do deals for them or be mules for their narcotics, because if the kids get caught, they get reduced sentences, or they get charged as a juvenile, or they just get probation. They don't actually end up going to jail at all. Now, with all of this said, I still think it's better for drugs to just be decriminalized and regulated like alcohol, so that everything is properly labeled and only sold to adults from reputable businesses. And I'm sure that there will be all kinds of taxes that people have to pay on them too, and hopefully those taxes could go towards things like drug rehabilitation centers. And this is why I think the hidden marketplaces are really the key to making this kind of drug reform happen. I firmly believe that the government cares more about making money via taxes than through public health. And as marketplace admins and vendors get better at doing business without getting caught, I think the US government will one day reverse their stance on all drug prohibition, just like they did with alcohol and are starting to do with marijuana. I understand that there's a lot of money being made through the private prison industry, which I think is the real reason why drugs are illegal. In the United States, drug crime is the most common thing that people are arrested and sentenced for. There's a lot of investment in stopping that kind of crime. Most police departments have sophisticated narcotics units, and of course, canine units who are primarily trained for detecting narcotics. But I have a strong feeling that a legal drug industry will be much more lucrative than the private prison one. Because right now, as a black market industry, the drug trade is estimated to generate more than $400 billion in revenue annually. And again, if you still think that it's a public health issue, keep in mind that there has been no noticeable decline in drug use since the war on drugs began over 100 years ago with laws banning marijuana. And if it gets too hard to seize these hidden marketplaces and they continue to proliferate and the vendors get better at shipping product without getting caught and becoming crypto rich without paying any taxes, then I think that'll be the final straw for Uncle Sam to just put them out of business for good by allowing drug companies like CVS to manufacture and sell product that'll be stronger, cheaper, safer, and they can produce it on a scale greater than anything that the streets or the dark web are capable of. So if you agree with the points I made in this video, share it with your local representative so that we can get the ball moving on common sense drug reform. Otherwise, these tech-savvy criminals are just going to keep on getting richer. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to hack the algorithm, and check out my website, base.win, where you can buy my awesome merch or accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% discount store-wide when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.